Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I'll just say your name and your title.
I'm Christopher Dragon, and I'm a conductor.
Yes, and you will be conducting this weekend the prestigious National Symphony Orchestra at the Kennedy Center for a really cool concert called Disney in Concert, The Sound of Magic. Now, I'm a huge Disney fan. I'm sure a lot of our listeners are. I'm sure you are as well. But yeah, just big picture it at first, why was is this the perfect time to do this? It's timed with the big anniversary, right?
Yeah, so it's this concert celebrates Disney's 100 years of animation. It's incredible to think the legacy that this company has on everybody's lives. I think even to grandparents today, they've grown up watching and listening to Disney music. So it is a company which we've all grown up with and that I'm thrilled to be performing the music of.
Awesome. Yes. And the 100th anniversary, remind us the backstory really quick. If you know it, wasn't it 1923?
2023 was our 100th. Yeah, 2023 was actually the 100th anniversary, but that lines up with most orchestra season, as orchestras generally go from 2023 to 2024 for their season this year. So yeah, the company started originally. So what date would that be? 19
23 is when they
19
started the
yeah
company.
1923. Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. 1923 is when it was founded. So there
Yeah.
is a lot to cover in one concert.
Right, exactly. The Walt Disney Company, as we all know it, started in 23, and then Mickey Mouse arrived with Steamboat Willie a couple years later in 28.
Exactly. Yep, that's it.
Awesome. Well, I want to get into some of the movies we'll hear, but one more sort of big picture question before this. Speak to how it's one thing to hear these songs like on a CD or watching the movie like we do. But describe how epic and why they have to come see this sort of at the Kennedy Center with a big epic NSO orchestra performing. Like, talk about why it's gonna be goosebumps as they listen to an orchestra play this with maybe with clips on screen or whatever. Tee up the as the what we're gonna see in here.
Right. Well, I think listening to a CD or watching the movie, and of course the music's, it's always going to be fantastic listening to it that way. But there is nothing better and nothing can compare to hearing an orchestra, an 80 piece, a 90 piece orchestra play the music live. I think experiencing the musicians play this music and feeling the vibrations hit your skin, and watching the musicians perform the music, there is nothing that can recreate it. And to me, like I grew up, of course, watching many of these films, and now as a conductor that I get to work on these live film concerts, it really changed my perception of the impact that the orchestra plays on this music. I think at times you can forget that there is an 80-piece orchestra behind all of this music, putting these songs together. So to experience it live really is a once in a lifetime opportunity, and especially for any kids that haven't been to a symphony concert before, this is the perfect way of introducing them to what an orchestra actually is. It really is a remarkable experience.
It's such a great point, because the kid, what better way to get them into or live orchestral music than hearing these songs that they watch have watched over and over again, and probably to the point where parents are
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
enough of Frozen.
Yeah, exactly. Enough of Let It Go. But I think it's not only for the kids, but also for parents. I think a lot of people say they don't listen to classical music, or they don't listen to orchestral music. But really, orchestral music is around us every day, especially through films. So having a concert like this and seeing the orchestra live performing it, I think is going to truly change a lot of lives.
Absolutely. Spark a lifelong love of orchestras in addition to all of our lifelong love of Disney. Now,
Absolutely.
forgive me if you already said this part, but are there film clips playing on the screen while the different songs are playing?
Oh my gosh, yeah, there are a whole bunch of different Disney clips. So a lot of the pieces that we're playing, I guess, are kind of medleys of various Disney films. So it's basically snippets all cut up together.
Gotcha.
But yes, there is a giant screen above the orchestra, and there will be snippets of that same music being played at the same time. So you'll see the orchestra sync the music live to the film that's being played above us. So there are so many different moving pieces for this concert. I think it's one of the most complex concerts that I've had to put together, purely because of all these different musical excerpts and scenes. So yeah, not only will the audience get to hear the music, but they'll also get to see the scenes which correspond to the music, as well as some kind of, I guess you can say, relatable scenes. So for example, we'll be playing some music from The Lion King, but you'll not only see clips from The Lion King, you'll see also some clips from other movies that relate to the music. So there really are so many different bits involved in this production.
Awesome. Well, let's go. That's the perfect segue. Let's go into some of the specific examples of songs we might hear. And like you're saying, gosh, it's probably a daunting thing because it's so many 100 years. So I will try.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't feel like you have to list them all. I will try to break it up. How about from like that classic early era, you know, like the Snow White, Pinocchio, Bambi, Fantasia, you know, that very early, late 30s, early 40s era of classics. What do we have anything from that?
Well, actually, you've listed basically all of them. Of course, we're playing music from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. That was 1937, I think that was composed.
Yeah. When you list the title, can you say which song you're playing from it too?
Okay, sure. Well, not all of them have songs. Some of them are just the orchestral music. Like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs is basically just orchestral music snippets. It's not like, what was it, the dwarf song? It's not the dwarf
no,
song.
No hi-ho.
There's no hi-ho. There's,
it's more like
there's no
Someday My
Prince
will come or something like that, or instrumental.
It's one of the orchestral snippets. For actually Snow White, Cinderella, and Sleeping Beauty, there's no songs, like there's no lyrics or singing. It's just orchestral music from it. So it's the concert's like a mix of some orchestral music from the film along with some of the songs. So there is like I said, there are so many different cogs to this production.
Okay, great. So, but actually, thank you. That's a good way for me to group it. I can say that there's an instrumental one from, we'll call them like the princess classics. You know what I mean? So there might be a little of that Someday My Prince Will Come, or like Overture of Snow White, or is Cinderella A Dream Is a Wish Your Heart Makes? Is that maybe the piece?
I have no idea. It's not
okay. Okay.
Like
I'll
I said,
just
it's just orchestral music.
I'll keep it as orchestral from the princess movies. Okay. And then how about, you know, moving chronologically, how about more of that, you know, 50s, 60s era? Like, do we get, you know, when we're starting getting some of these cool adaptations, like Peter Pan or Jungle Book, or, you know, what Robin Hood, what from that sort of mid 20th century do we have? Do you know?
Yeah. So for the mid 20th century, you'll be hearing, of course, pieces from, like you mentioned, The Jungle Book, which is a classic, I think, to everybody. Of course, it's going to feature the song, The Bare Necessities. I think that's, even to today, that's such a popular song. And of course, yes, there's some Tarzan in there also, but I guess, no, Tarzan's a little bit later, right? Tarzan's
more
2000, like 1999, I think, was.
We'll get there, but how about that mid-20th century? So you said Jungle Book. What about from Peter Pan?
Peter Pan, yeah, there's Peter Pan. You Can Fly is on there. That's the main song that they've got for Peter Pan. There's also Pinocchio in there from the 1940s. There's the song I've Got No Strings, which is very, very fun with the live orchestra.
Yeah.
And we even have from Bambi, 1942, Bambi, The Little April Showers. So this is a song which features the chorus, which is going to be performed through a live track in our performance. So it's actually going to be very tricky us lining up with all of these tracks of the vocal lines which are playing. So it's, like I said, it's a very difficult show to put together.
Nice. My wife and I just revisited Bambi, I don't know, a couple years ago. And it
oh
totally
my God,
holds up.
It's
holds
so
up.
Sad.
The animation.
Oh my God, did you cry?
Every time. But the animation itself too, timed with the music that you're talking about, the April spring shower or whatever, like it's amazing.
Yeah. With the drips of the water. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it brings it to life. The sound of, you can hear the drips just like with the water. It's great.
And I should also point out, from that period of music, we also have music from Dumbo, and then of course Fantasia, which I think for any orchestra, and especially orchestral musicians, so many of us grew up being exposed to orchestral music for the first time through Fantasia, as it, of course, it uses classical music, which was then set to various Disney animations. So Fantasia's in there also. We have The Sorcerer's Apprentice, music from the Firebird and Night on Bear Mountain.
Nice.
So yeah, there are a lot of hits from Fantasia in this concert.
Oh, well, that's tailor-made for it. But yeah, because I mean, it's as kids, we remember it was like you're like, there's no talking in this. It was all instrumental, and now it's perfect for a concert. And by the way, I love your joke, or I love the wink at the audience by performing Pinocchio's "I've Got No Strings" with violins with strings.
Oh my gosh, yeah, a lot of it is accompanied by strings. So the orchestration actually highlights the song so well. All of this music is just so interesting, the way that they incorporate it, the story elements and the narrative and the emotional feeling into the music. Because I think for Disney, so much of these animated films are classics and are because of the music associated with it. Like, it plays such a crucial role in the
And
storytelling. And the great thing about a concert like this is that it really highlights how much of an impact that music has actually played on those films.
hands down. All right, well, let's bring it a little more into the present. That Disney Renaissance, that's what I grew up with. So we're talking like where they start infusing sort of like Broadway numbers style, and it kind of really saved Disney Animation from bankruptcy. A lot of people don't know that, you know, in the 80s they almost closed up shop. But yeah, so it was like Little Mermaid in 89, and then Beauty and the
That's
Beast,
right.
Aladdin, and The Lion King, and
Lion King, yep.
so what do
These
we
so
hear
I'm
from the
also
what do
a
we hear from that era? Which songs?
yeah, so I'm also a kid from the 90s. Like, I grew up, like, this to me is the golden age of Disney, and this was basically my childhood. So having songs like from The Lion King, The Circle of Life, Be Prepared, Scar's song, to songs like The Little Mermaid, having Ursula's song, Poor Unfortunate Souls, to of course the iconic Under the Sea. What else is in there? Gosh, there's so much. Let me
Part of
think.
Your World, Part of
Oh
Your
my
World.
God. Yeah, Part of Your World is in there. Absolutely. And interestingly enough, like, Part of Your World, for some reason, is a song that, not even in the Disney context, in like Broadway shows that I've done a Part of Your World so often. I've performed it with Jodie Benson, who was the original Little Mermaid. And then, of course, I've also done the Broadway version with Sierra Bogus, who originated the role on Broadway. So that's, yeah, The Little Mermaid is a movie that I've suddenly become very, very close to.
That was
But
the
of course,
first
yeah,
Disney
this.
movie I saw in a theater as a kid. That was my first Disney.
Oh, no way.
So yeah,
Yeah,
very, very big
I
fan.
had the VHS of it. Yep, the good old VHS of Little Mermaid, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, all of these hits. Of course, from Aladdin, we have A Whole New World. I think that's a song, again, that has stood the test of time. I think for many people, that's their go-to karaoke song. Yeah, absolutely ripper of a film, which I grew up with. And to me, that was my favorite Disney film growing up, was Aladdin.
You can't beat Robin Williams as the genie, and you
Oh my God, iconic role. I don't think you could ever get a better genie
No,
than him.
amazing. And oh, and real quick, in that era, Beauty and the Beast, which songs do we hear
Oh
from that?
yes, Be My Guest is on there, and of course the iconic Beauty and the Beast, but that will be performed in an instrumental version, which I think might be new to a lot of people. So there's some old and there are some twists on some classics that our audience will hear.
I love it. All right, you've been really generous with your time. Let's cover one more era. Let's call it like the post-Disney Renaissance. Let's do, like late 90s, 2000s to present kind of a thing. So what do we hear in terms of like from the Moanas to the Encantos to the Frozen and that kind of stuff?
Because I don't think it would be possible to do this concert without music from Frozen. I think everyone expects that we'll be performing music from Frozen. I guess that was a film that was a little bit more past my time, but it's, I think, to all parents today, all parents are going to know this movie because of their kids. So, of course, we have music, songs like Let It Go. And then from the second Frozen movie, we have Into the Unknown and Show Yourself.
Into the
So, some of
unknown.
the big, yeah, oh my gosh, some of the absolute big rippers of the modern Disney era will be performing. What else? Oh yeah, you mentioned also that there will be music from Moana. What is the song from Moana now? I think it's How Far I'll Go is the song that we're performing from Moana. And then Encanto also. This out of all the modern Disney films, I think Encanto for me is my absolute favorite. I was lucky to perform it, what, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago in San Francisco with their symphony over there. Music by Lin-Manuel Miranda and Jermaine Franco. What is the film where the song we're doing from
Is it
that?
The Family Madrigal, or is it Pressure Like a Drip Drip Never Stops? Whoa.
No, and it's not Bruno. It's not Bruno either. What was it?
We don't talk
Lost.
about
Let me
Bruno?
find out.
Not that?
No, that's not the song that's on there. Oh, Dos Orejuitas? I don't know. It's
Oh,
Spanish. I
yeah.
probably
Okay. Yeah.
butchered. Probably absolutely butchered that. But yeah, that's the song that we're performing from Encanto.
Wow.
But gosh, there's that, and the movies that we covered, that's just a small snippet
Yeah.
of the films that we're covering in this concert. I think I counted, there's 26 different films that we're performing music from, as well as some music from the theme park, if you can believe it or not, from their fireworks show. So there is a wide spectrum of music. I think there are almost, or maybe there's actually over 50 different excerpts of Disney music that we'll be drawing from in this performance, which I guess makes sense given that there's 100 years of music which we're covering.
Oh, absolutely. It truly, as we're listing that, all these, it truly is remarkable the legacy that that company, well, I guess Walt died in like mid to late 60s, 66, 67. I think Jungle Book was the last one. But the legacy and everything that lives on, it's unbelievable, all these movies and music. It's mind-blowing. All these, it's like the soundtrack of all our lives and different generations, you know, our grandparents and parents and us, and then even future generations, you know what I mean? Like, we all have our touchstones, and it's all Disney. It's amazing.
It truly is remarkable to think that, yeah, it is. There is a organization like this that has touched generations of lives. And I'm thrilled that we get to celebrate its 100th anniversary.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, you've been generous with your time. Thanks so much. Final seconds, pretend I'm not here and just speak directly to our listeners and say, hey, DC, you know, come on out to the Disney in concert at Kennedy Center.
Hey, DC, come and join your National Symphony Orchestra for the celebration of Disney's 100th anniversary of The Sound of Magic. We hope to see you there.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much for doing this. This was a blast.
Awesome. Thank you, Jason.
All right, bye.